A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday. Here we are back at it again. Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more. Or perhaps you're just confused right now and you can't figure out why your speakers are speaking to you. You didn't mean to listen to us. Well, guess what? You stick around for the next 4 hours, you could end up with Coachella tickets, lift tickets, access to Creep IEcon, and potentially you'll even laugh at one of the things we say on the show.
Ooh, that's a tough bet. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Although this guy claims, and I don't know if his standards have dropped, or perhaps it's because he's a drinker, but he claims the show has been funnier as of late.
Fine, Allie. I got to say, let's see, right now it's like 20 degrees out. I'm walking my dog in Minnesota. And you guys are f***ing hilarious. Oh, sorry. You guys are hilarious. Like, it's a good way to end the day. It's probably, I don't know, I just got back from the brewery. Yes. It's 10 o'clock.
See, it all starts to make sense.
There you
guys
go.
Living in Minnesota. It's freezing out, and he's
hammered.
He calls
them jokes.
Yeah, he was at the brewery. So clearly, and he's listening to the show after the fact. Like, not a morning show right now. People just waking up. He's listening to us later in the day on the podcast.
Half drunk.
Sounds like more than half drunk.
Listening to old people's secrets and you two just mouthing off on each other. It's freaking hilarious. Good stuff. Sweet divot. Old people's secrets. Love it.
Old people's secrets for the win. You just listen to the show and we will give you all the secrets you need if you want to live forever.
And if you missed that, it was a Thelma and Louise situation with this 110-year-old woman, and you can catch up on the podcast.
Today on the show,
Vanessa needs to start taking some of that advice because she's going downhill.
She's
quick.
Definitely in early onset dementia.
Vanessa.
We just had this conversation 10 minutes ago.
Vanessa, you're falling apart. You're falling apart rapidly, and we are concerned.
Oh, my brain. Yeah, I might be losing
yes,
my mind.
Your brain.
Yeah, your brain is all messed
and
up.
And we could all pinpoint exactly when it all started.
Okay, volleyball.
Yeah.
When she started talking to volleyballs, it went all downhill from there.
I feel bad that we all had a good laugh about it and just assumed it was drunk Vanessa hitting on a volleyball at the bar. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of the end, because now we're just coming in here, we're having conversations, and she comes in here 2 minutes later to have the exact same conversation. We were talking about...
And it's all scrambled?
Scrambled.
She recites it back to us? Yeah, it's crazy.
She said today, because we got a petty claims court coming up later this morning, and we were talking about which couple we're going to bring on the air to battle it out. This is great because you get to be a jury of your peers. And she goes, so do you guys want to talk to the couple that's fighting about this or the other thing? And Allie and I are both like, oh, we'd like to talk to the first couple. They sound more interesting. And Vanessa goes, okay, so you guys want different things or what are we doing here?
So since you can't agree, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And we were like, we are literally saying the same thing.
She's like,
guys,
you're
about to get me fired if you keep complaining about this.
She goes, did you say cancel petty claims court? We're like, no, we didn't say that at all. She's like, okay, my brain. It's really crazy.
I know.
What is wrong with your brain?
All right,
Vanessa,
relax.
You're not going to get fired, okay?
You'll
they already
no
fired
way
one president today.
Yeah. Well, he stepped down.
Uh-huh.
Well, you read the email. It was his choice.
Vanessa should be the next CEO.
Whoa!
Vanessa
can't
for CEO.
Can't be any worse.
Vanessa for CEO. That's good, too.
I would love to see the welcome email that she puts out to everybody.
That'll be great.
Listen up, volleyballs.
I think, Vanessa, you're going to be fine. But I do think we should get one of those MRIs ASAP.
We should have her also write a welcome email.
Yeah, write a welcome email as the new CEO of this entire company.
Biscuit has a future. I feel it.
Yeah. we got a lot to get to today. It'll be perhaps the greatest 4 hours of your life, and it starts right now on K-Rock. That's a good wake-up song for you this morning on K-Rock. If you need us, phone's open, 800-520-1067. You can call, you can text. If you'd like to join us, win 100 bucks of Allie's money. We got that coming up in moments. You're feeling smart, or at least smarter than that lesbian wearing flannel right now. And she actually is a lesbian wearing flannel. Very low-cut top. You really unbuttoned a lot of those buttons, Allie. You are trying to.
I'm going full Sanchez.
I don't know about
Dirty Sanchez.
You're definitely not going Lauren Sanchez.
Anything for ratings.
Allie's going full Dirty Sanchez today. First takeaway of the show. If you need to look at it, you can go ahead and check out the stream. We are on YouTube right now on K Rock. It's a new experiment, so you can listen, you can look, whatever it is you're into.
Take a look. It's free.
We'll get into the complete show we have planned for you. It'll be a decent one as we pin some listeners that have been successful in dry January up to what is today, the 29th of the month.
Yep.
Wow, 29 days and not drinking. For some people, very difficult. They will be joining us later today. They'll be battling a panel of our favorite drunks on the show, like the Bud Light Bros, Jake's buddy, Bar Buddy Bob.
Yeah.
Who's a regular drinker, and he's at the bar every day from when it opens to when it closes. And I think we have our favorite, Secondhand Cindy, who's always drinking.
My all-time favorite.
She'll be on as well in our panel of drunks to battle the people that are doing dry January. And speaking of Jake, we don't get a lot of praise for the ace, but here's a message that should put him in a good mood as we celebrate his dog's birthday.
Hey, Klein Alley, Sweet Knockers. I've been a big fan of your show for years. I now convinced my boyfriend to like you guys too, so you can thank me for that.
Thank you.
But there's a bit of a concern, which you might call a red flag. His favorite person on the show is Jake.
Yeah.
That is a huge red flag. I mean, for so many reasons, mostly for all of us, because I feel terrible about myself now. But goddamn, that is something you should really consider.
Not only does he love Jake, he thinks Jake is cool. He thinks Jake has a really cool setup in his office. He thinks it's cool that he's into collectibles and unique stuff.
Run.
Yeah, you got to get out of this relationship.
You got to get out.
Because sounds like a good guy.
If he's looking at Jake's studio and going, I love that, then that man loves clutter. And if you live together, that is slowly going to take over your home and to the point you're going to be hoarders, just like Jake.
Jake's little setup, the nerd hole, looks like if a Spencer's Gifts and a Freak Show made a baby together. And
oh, that sounds awesome.
Threw up all over the place.
That's he has like those glow-in-the-dark posters that you thumb through.
Yeah, that's what Jake...
Those are fun. They facilitate creativity.
That's Jake's office. That's what it looks like. You can check it out right now. I'm sure hold the camera around, Jake. Show everyone what you got going on in that weird place.
Do you have sex dice, too?
Yep, sure, he's got it all. Fuzzy handcuffs, just him and himself.
Oh, I should get some sex dice.
And he thinks he's really funny.
Oh.
So to the arbiter of audio, the ace, the nerd, we thank you for your service.
Oh.
And happy Kibby Day to those who celebrate.
That's right. Jake's dog had a birthday, apparently, yesterday.
Oh, we know.
He told everyone, and then he forced us. This is the weirdest thing. He's like, Clank, come here. He always needs me to help him up when he's like laying on the ground, on the floor, because he can't get up because his boobs are so big.
Think he's still cool now?
So he goes, come here. I thought he wanted me to help him up again, which I always hate touching Jake's hands because I know he's just been spending all day wiping and sweating. And he goes, here you go, take this. And he hands me like a little, I thought he was giving me a pill or something. I thought he was like giving me an ecstasy. I was like, oh,
great.
Tuesday, but oh, what the hell? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, here, give that to Kibby. I go, what?
Give it to Kibby. It's her birthday.
I'm like, what? I've got to give your dog a treat because it's
forced us all to have a moment with his dog.
It's the weirdest thing.
You guys are friends. For her birthday, I was going to let all her friends give her a treat.
And then he was like, thank you, Allie, for being pregnant and having a baby, because if you had never done that, I would have never gotten Kibby. And I'm like, okay.
He claims if Allie had not gotten impregnated by the tube, Allie got impregnated by a tank, a sperm tank.
Yeah, not a tube.
Tank.
Hank the Tank, she never would have taken a week off from maternity leave. If she didn't have that week off from maternity leave...
Oh, 1 week.
That's all we have around here. Terrible benefits. Jake would not have gotten bored and gone out and gotten a dog.
No.
So he thanks Allie like all the time. Thanks for getting pregnant.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, every year I gotta thank her.
We all know
the lady who helped me adopt her too.
Right. All right. Whoa, really? You write a letter to her?
I write like a little email. Yeah, she was really touched.
Every year you do that?
Yeah, every year.
She's probably hitting unsubscribe so quick.
Oh,
she liked it.
All right. Well, anyway, If you want $100 of easy money, now's the time to call. Do it for you. Do it for Kibby. The choice is yours. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. We'll pay the people, and if you get on the air for this, we will give you three-day passes to Creep IEcon at the Ontario Convention Center, happening this Friday through Sunday. Jake, the nerd, that guy we just talked to, he will be there. And I believe that they are also doing a charity drive for L.A. Wildfire Relief with the friends at Midsummer Scream. So as a result, you can help out and help a good cause. Go there, hang with Jake, and so much more. We'll come back, give away those tickets, plus your $100 after this. Wednesday morning, we are calling Ali's show. Let's pay the people right now. Every morning right around this time, Ali's cash goes up for grabs. She hates paying the people because she's super cheap, and she's not the only one.
Ali is cheap, and her friends are too. Let's find out if Ali knows the news.
Beautiful.
Love you, Poogers.
That's I also kind of did that thing where I was like, I'll Venmo them, and they'll just send it back to me.
No one's sending back a Venmo.
No one sent it back.
Nope. There's a lot of theme songs that have come through as a result of your day spa trip for your birthday, including this one.
She's got a tushy bushy. She's got a shave. Ooh.
Okay.
Let's find out if Ellie knows the news.
Beautiful. Ooh. Thank you. First time.
It's Evan Kevin. On the radio, yeah.
All right, listen, definitely. If you would like to leave any of your theme songs, you can do that on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT, and they may make it to the air. Let's be honest.
We are in a sex drought as a country, and I think bringing back F and Kevin and the oil wrestling, that is what we need right now.
I think the country could use more hot oil wrestling.
Oil.
Thank you. All right, let's say hi to Marco, who would like a shot at your money this morning, listening to K-Rock currently in West Covina. Good morning, Marco.
Hi, good morning.
If you've ever heard
this Thursday night.
Okay, that's women wrestling in oil. Thank you.
In oil.
Marco, here's the deal.
Do we have time?
No, we don't. No, right now.
Yeah, we do. Allie?
Five questions. Allie's got to leave the studio. Allie's going to leave. And at the end of this round, if Marco wins, we'll play the full commercial of me one time promoting women wrestling in oil. It was a different time.
Yeah, definitely.
Different time, guys. Marco, all you got to do is answer these questions more confidently, more correctly than Allie, and she'll give you $100 of her money. Here we go.
Ali knows the news.
Question number one. The owner of this team, the owners of this team have pledged $100 million. That's real money right there to wildfire recovery. Which team has pledged $100 million?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Dodgers. Go to question number two. Coca-Cola. All over the news. Of course, we heard yesterday they're going to be taking over the food court at Costco. But now they're announcing a new flavor. What is the new flavor of Coca-Cola coming soon?
I want to say orange.
Go to question Coca-Cola. Number three. 13-ounce bags of these chips are being recalled because they may contain, quote, undeclared milk. Need an answer. Three, two.
Jamie Archibald.
Question number four. Don Julio Tequila is collaborating with this fast food spot for a bold Super Bowl menu. Who is Don Julio Tequila partnering with?
Wendy.
And finally, question five. This Dr. Seuss book is about to get the big screen treatment. Already attached is the director of Wicked. Which Dr. Seuss book is going to make it to the big screen this time?
One fish, two fish.
One fish, two fish. Oh, imagine all the sequel possibilities. All right, bring Allie in. We'll score together. Marco's battling Allie for $100 of her money. If you're listening now and think you do pretty well, you know the news. Well, tomorrow, right around this time, you'll have another shot at $100. Let's go, Marco.
Sounds good.
Hey, Marco, just for being on with us, we're going to give you some tickets to go to Creep IEcon this weekend. So hang on for those, regardless of how this plays out. Here we go. Allie, question number one.
Yes.
The owners of this team have pledged $100 million to wildfire recovery.
Ooh.
A lot of money.
I mean, since it's so much money, I would say the Dodgers.
That's a great guess.
Probably the richest team.
Definitely not the Angels. It is the Dodgers. He said that as well. $100 million. That's like
half a Shohei.
That's not even. That's like a third of a Shohei, I believe. Maybe less.
I think it's actually like a seventh.
Yeah, that doesn't even get you like what a Shohei foot. We got a question number two. Allie is tied up right now with listener Marco for her own $100. Coca-Cola, adding a new flavor.
Yeah.
What is it?
That would be orange cream.
Orange cream. He said orange. I'm going to give him the point on that as well. Orange cream. Orange is technically the flavor. We go to question number three, and we have a tie dead heat right now. Question three. 13-ounce bags of these chips are being recalled because they may contain undeclared milk.
Always got to declare your milk. It's Lay's.
Lay's. He said Flaming Hot Cheetos. Flaming Hot Cheetos dealing with their own issue with the red dye. But the correct answer is, apparently those Lay's and the 13-ounce bags have dairy in them or something.
Yeah, but
I don't know what undeclared milk is.
I think you have to say, this contains milk or this contains dairy, and they didn't do that. Yeah. It's like saying you have an eligible receiver. You got
to
declare it.
I get it. We go to question number four. Allie gets the point, goes up by one with two questions left. Don Julio is collaborating with this fast food joint to create a bold Super Bowl menu.
Oh, my God. I read this. Popeyes.
He said Wendy's. But the correct answer is indeed Popeyes. Popeyes and Don Julio tequila sounds like a great night in the making, for the record.
Tequila chicken.
We got a question number five, and Allie goes up by two. And I don't think there's a comeback in your future, Marco, but here we go. This Dr. Seuss book is about to get the big screen treatment. Already attached is the director of Wicked, which is the next Dr. Seuss book to make it to the big screen.
I mean, it's probably The Cat in the Hat.
No, that's already been on the big screen. You think they're remaking that? All right, wrong. He said One Fish, Two Fish. Wrong. It's Oh, the Places You'll Go. Apparently, that's a big one. And
that's lame.
I agree. But you know what? You get the right director. I'm sure it'll do just fine. Anyway, Marco, you put in a decent effort. Unfortunately, Allie still smoked your ass. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
Allie from K-Rock in the morning knows the news.
That's a fact right there.
You should at least do green eggs and ham or something. Something to say people know.
I think that book does really well. I was actually shocked at all the stats. Yeah, it's one of his most popular books ever. I don't even remember it at all. I don't think my parents ever read it.
I've seen the cover and gone boring.
We got Bill Burr's brother on the radio right now, we believe. We're not exactly sure.
Half brother.
Smashing Pumpkins on K-Rock. We'll get into the complete show we have in store for you. Your Coachella tickets upcoming. Get you some lift tickets in the next 10 minutes to hang out with us this Friday for Ditch Day. It's all coming up on K-Rock.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, lots of ways to get involved. Of course, if you're a net banger, would like to be a net banger, have dreams of checking us out, we are streaming live on YouTube right now, K-Rock's YouTube. You can check us out there, see what happens in the studio. During the songs, people always say, what goes on? Ali and I usually do hard makeouts during the songs, depending on the songs. Songs get us in the mood.
Yeah, and different songs correspond with different body parts that we make out with.
So if you don't believe us, you can check out that stream. It's happening currently. Of course, you can get involved in the podcast, available usually hour by hour as we conclude, or just listen live on the radio like the good Lord intended. I'm very bummed out. I saw this news about Matt Pinfield.
Oh, yeah, the conservatorship.
What?
The conservatorship?
Oh, he's got... Oh, that's... He can't even make any more decisions.
His daughter
now
wants to do a conservatorship for him.
Wow. You know, Matt Pinfield, just... I'm sure many of you know this, MTV VJ many years, on the radio. He's a real fixture of the music scene, lover of music, lover of artists, all K-Rock artists, but, you know, cross-genre and respected, you know, universally. And also, sweetheart of a guy, nice guy. I believe he was instrumental in helping Megan Holliday here at K-Rock with her sobriety, because he's been through that. And he's had a rough run. He got hit by a car a few years ago, had like pins all in his leg. He had a stroke, I guess, recently. I was unaware. I just saw this all yesterday. And there's a guy that I've talked to on a semi-regular basis now for a few years. And now he is, I guess, in bad shape.
How old is he?
I was surprised about that. I mean, I guess he's been at it for a while. I mean, he used to, when he was hosting Headbangers Ball or whatever that was, I mean, he was very involved in MTV when I was like a child, like a young child. So I guess I shouldn't be that surprised, but I think he's in his...
63.
I was going to say...
Yeah, that's still pretty young.
Well, yeah. And he's... I'm trying to think the last time I talked to him. I was at some show, some concert. I ran into him, and we had a nice chat. And he was always very...
He was at maybe Almost Acoustic and at Weezer last year.
Yeah, he's always been very complimentary about what we do and about this show. He listens. He's always super nice. He'll send occasional messages. I don't know what this current status is, but what explain Ali conservatorship. That means that he's not able to. Well, obviously he's in like a bad. Is
well,
it a coma
from what,
or what
I know from my Britney Spears deep dive, conservatorship is something where if a person is unable to maintain their own life, like they shouldn't make decisions for themselves, they can't keep track of their own money, they're basically a danger to themselves, and it's hard to get a conservatorship. But if you get one, basically his daughter would control where he goes, his money, potentially even the food he eats and the medication he's
right,
on.
According to TMZ, right, she wants to take control of all of the health and financial concerns.
Right, for his own safety, right. She would say. But it, like I said, it's hard to get one, to get approved for one. But then once you do have one, it's very hard to be released from that conservatorship as well. But it seems like I don't know his relationship with his daughter, but I imagine that she is doing it for his own safety, and I don't know how he would feel about something like that. He's a pretty independent guy, but I would imagine that if she's filing for it, he probably needs it.
Yeah, it's fascinating when you see all of the people, you know, all the artists, all the bands that, you know, when this gets out, send love, thoughts, and all that. It's tough because, you know, I mean, listen, it's at this point now, we've all experienced someone, usually it's unfortunately after the fact, like, oh, you won't believe who died or whatever. But when someone's in a bad spot, like right now, where, you know, you want to do prayer hands, thoughts and prayers, all that stuff, thinking of you, sending you good vibes, you never know when it's someone that you, you know, as I said, I don't think there's a concert I've been to in the last 20 years where I haven't seen him at it. Like, he's...
Yeah, and somebody who's been at it so long that they have stories that you would not believe. And you're like, I can't even believe you're alive.
Yeah.
You know, so then to be turning into, quote, an old man and suffering a stroke and all that, it just seems like so against his identity, you know? So you view him in a certain way, and to see him as the opposite is weird.
Trying to say, sending you good vibes, I guess that's what we're... Vanessa, what do you do?
That'll fix it all.
You send... Vanessa actually does send... She doesn't just say it.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles, she says.
All right, Vanessa, come on. Think hard and do some good vibes now.
Send some sprinkles.
I try to think hard, but...
And Allie, don't say anything like, you'll pull through, because that'll be a giant mush. So just don't say that.
Okay.
But thinking of you, Matt Pinfield, right now, I just want you to know that you've got the support of us here at K-Rock. At least the morning show. I can't speak for everyone else, but I have a feeling that Megan would agree with that.
Yeah.
Good guy. And, you know, appreciate you're up and out and about today. Appreciate that. It's a good feeling. This is Lola Young on K-Rock. How would you like to join us on Friday? Get an excuse ready right now. Call us, 800-520-1067. Going to be heading to Snow Summit this Friday for some ditch day. And the excuse is up to you, but once you get up there, we'll take care of you. We got food. We got a good hang. We'll bring a ton of prizes with us. And we're all going to take the drive up the mountain. So we'd love you to join us this Friday if you need a day off. And who couldn't use a day off?
Klein, are you going to hit the slopes with me?
Nope.
Come on, man. Have you ever?
I broke my... Remember But before I switched to snowboarding, I think it was my last time skiing when I was still in middle school, but I got run into by a very obese, out-of-control skier. She knocked me off the mountain, broke my shoulder and collarbone, had to get dragged off the mountain on that toboggan machine.
There's not a lot of obese skiers.
Oh, she was. She was, and...
I bet she was wearing some bright-ass jacket, too. Like, super...
Everyone, everyone was yelling to her, pizza, pizza,
hey,
pizza,
Grimace.
Pizza, pizza, because, you know, you're supposed to do the pizza slice to stop.
No, and you probably were eating pizza.
No,
you're
I wasn't.
Don't destroy the pizza.
She saw pizza, pizza,
yeah, I think
pizza.
She was going faster.
She saw the pizza. That's all she saw.
She was going faster. Everyone's yelling to her, pizza, pizza. I go, why are they yelling pizza? And then, boom, she slams into me, knocked me off the side of a mountain, and then I fell, I guess, shoulder, collarbone. And one of those breaks where the bone popped through my skin. And then they had to do that thing that's so shameful when you get put on that toboggan. And
yep,
like,
I've done it twice.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You've been on the toboggan ride of shame twice off a mountain? I knew one time you were. Two times you were?
Two times, yes.
That's why. What?
And that's the second time was when I said I'm never snowboarding again, and then I sold my snowboard and got rid of all my equipment, and now I'm thinking about going back on the slopes.
Definitely you should.
Well, I was going to do it last year, and then I started packing up our stuff, and I was like, where the hell's my snowboard? And Katie was like, remember you sold it because you said you'll never do this again, that God was telling you to stop.
That's the biggest problem, because I go so infrequently that, like, for even for this Friday, I'm, like, trying to figure out, like, I got to have gloves somewhere.
I know.
I think I have boots somewhere. I have no idea where they are. And they come out once a year, maybe twice.
And even if it's just one night, like, we're staying one night, and I'm like, miss so much to put in a bag and find.
So much. Anyway, we really did a good job of selling this. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be funny. Justin, please videotape Allie the entire day while she's on the slope.
Yeah. Allie's going to put one of those cameras on her giant forehead. Cam, so we can see all the things.
And I think it's more dangerous if I hold it.
Huge camera. It's going to be a massive camera. It's going to look like a GoPro because of how big her forehead is, but we're going to go with a big, full-size studio camera. It's going
to
be great.
I want a snowmobile to go alongside me and be filming it like documentary style.
Hey, Melissa in Fullerton. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. If you can come up with a good excuse, we'd love you to join us on Friday.
So my dog has recently been kind of sick, so I would just tell them that her ear is swelling up again, so I have to take her to the vet.
Perfect. As far as I'm concerned, that excuse is great. So we'll see you on Friday up at the Snow Summit. Hang tight. More show to get to, including your ADD news and a brand new hour complete with a petty claims court. It's all happening next year, K-Rock. K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. Let's get to your news right now. Then we kick off a brand new hour of the show, complete with some hidden audio. You know, usually it's Omar recording us without us knowing and then playing it back to make us look like idiots. Well, we got some hidden audio of Omar that we'll be sharing with you as we get into a brand new hour of the show.
Make what are you talking about?
Oh, don't you worry. Don't you worry. You were practicing a little something before the show today.
Well, you son of a bitch.
We got it.
We got moles.
We got it. Sorry. Finally, we flipped it around on you, pal. So we will unveil that to the masses, plus some petty claims court. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Thank God for the news. Thank God for Spy Alley Show.
So every year, a group of nerds come together and decide when we are all going to die. Almost 80 years ago, the Doomsday Clock was created. And it was a way to tell us all about how we're ruining humanity and the planet and how the clock is ticking on life as we know it. And this is the kind of fanfare that you expect to hear every year.
The so-called Doomsday Clock.
Doomsday Clock.
The Doomsday Clock.
The Doomsday Clock.
What will they say? When are we all going to die? And how close are we to midnight? Last year, they kept it at 90 seconds. They said, you know what? We're trying to turn back the clock, but it seems right now it's just going to stay the way it is. This has been happening for 78 years, and for the first time, I had the opportunity to watch the official announcement. And for an hour and a half, a board of really boring scientists talked about climate change and the threat of AI and world war, all reasons why they have moved the clock this year, and here is their official thrilling announcement.
It is the judgment of the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists that we are at the most dangerous moment in the history of the Doomsday Clock. Our hope for the coming year is that the world commits to turning back the hands of the clock. I thank you all for your time and your attention. It is 89 seconds to midnight. We are adjourned.
Ba-ba-boom.
Hold on. I thought you said it was 90 seconds to be. Oh, so 89 is worse. The closer it gets, the worse.
The closer it gets, the worse.
The closest by 1 second.
Last year, they kept it at 90 seconds.
Got it.
This year, they're shaving a second off.
Oh, man.
Because
that's not good.
The last time it moved, I think it was because of the COVID-19 pandemic and a bunch of other things and the war in Ukraine. And this time it's that as well, but like more world war and, like I said, the threat of AI and, you know, obviously a bunch of natural disasters and things like that. And they go on and talk about all these reasons. And each scientist goes around and says why they think that it's going to have to move. And then at the very end, they're like, and now we move it 1 second.
But they're never standing up and saying, but how about Mr. Beast? He's doing good things, right? He's giving people like extra legs and glasses.
He's part of the reason for the second.
Now, I think I would argue Mr. Beast and people like that, the do-gooders, are that should balance out some of all the bad stuff that's happening.
I do think there needs to be one non-nerd on the panel.
Right, like one person who's talking about cool things that are happening. Like, yes, I understand climate change, fires are getting worse, the winds are getting worse.
They're saying we have to reverse course immediately in order to turn back the clock, because when they started it 78 years ago, it was at 7 minutes to midnight.
Oh, man, we're getting real close.
Yeah. So
Jesus.
We're now at less than 90 seconds. So, and this is a metaphor for how much longer we have as a species.
Man. Did they get Seacrest already to do the countdown on the Doomsday Clock? Or
just big balls going all the way down that shaft.
Seacrest loves those countdowns.
What a countdown. All right, it's that time of year again. Eagle Cam is back. The two bald eagles in Big Bear, Jackie and Shadow, they have laid eggs. And now we are in the gestation period.
Wait, it's the same two birds again? How do they know?
They're like tagged or something. They know it's them.
So
they come back every year.
Jackie and Shadow again banged and made. Is that how it works with the birds?
Yeah, they bang.
Yeah.
No, it's immaculate like Jesus.
Well, they're having bird sex. I've seen that before. Like, birds like fly, like they're linked together, like docking.
I know, and looks like they're having a good time.
No, just like
they're in my room.
But last time everyone got all obsessed, especially you and Omar. You were like 24/7 watching that channel, and then they finally they abandoned the eggs.
Yes, and then at the end, the eggs never hatched, and then they abandoned them, and then I think Jackie came back and started eating one. It was really messed up.
Well,
Jackie.
Eggs are very expensive these days. So
we're up to three eggs now.
Yeah. So yesterday she laid her third egg. This was very exciting. Yesterday
I've been watching since egg number one.
Oh, really?
So, Jesus Christ!
So did you see her tea kettling?
I did see your tea kettling, and I also, it's so weird where, because how do they not freeze up there? They're up there just chilling, and it's like snowing. They're covered in snow.
I know, feathers, dude. They're crazy.
With the price of eggs, we should go snag those when we go to Big Bear.
So now we have 35 days of waiting, and I just thought, you know, this is a very popular live stream, the Eagle Cam.
Sure.
We have our own live stream now.
Not nearly as popular. Start popping some eggs out, Allie. Come on. If you can start making eggs right now, I bet you our YouTube numbers would jump.
Let me see how many they have right
how
now.
How many do the Eagles have right
almost
now?
Almost 10,000.
10,000 okay. Current viewers.
Yeah, 9,973.
Right, we have slightly less than that.
Ah, goddamn.
What's our number?
Well,
what's our number?
It's 194. But
194,000 people watching
us? No, just 194. But I think that if we could set a goal for ourselves and challenge ourselves to...
You can lay an egg, Allie.
Outstream Jackie and Shadow, that would be a huge win for us.
Huge win.
Put on an eagle costume.
You know what we should do is we should just replace our stream with their stream. Just go ahead and...
just have it going on in the background.
Yeah, that's fine. People will watch that. Or we can get two other birds, maybe. I mean, the knockoff Jackie and Shadow. There's got to be two other birds.
Well, there's another eagle cam. I forget where it is, but they had an eaglet. Like, they actually hatched.
Eaglet?
But then, yeah, that's what they call it.
That's
but
offensive.
Klein, this isn't going to get us more streams.
Oh, okay.
You have to be nice.
Excuse me, I'm racist.
We know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.